Amen. Okay, so the big question is, are you ready for Christmas? Have you been asked that question yet this year? It's always about this time normally, isn't it? 5 or 6 days before the big event itself, when people normally seem to start asking. In fact, somebody asked me in the playground of Burlington School this week at drop-off. They said to me, are you ready for Christmas? Are you ready for Christmas? Now, I don't know what your typical answer is, but whenever I've been asked this question, regardless of whether it's the 9th of December, the 19th of December like it is today, or even the 24th of December, Christmas Eve, my answer has always been, ready? No, nowhere near. I'm nowhere near ready for Christmas. I've never been ready for Christmas, and I probably never will be. But perhaps I don't actually need to feel all that guilty about that. I was encouraged by the reminder that Annalise shared a couple of weeks ago. When we read the story in the Bible about that first Christmas, we realize that pretty much no one involved was ready for it either. And certainly they weren't expecting it to turn out the way that it did. Now, probably the main reason why I'm never ready for Christmas is at Christmas time there always seems to be so much to do, doesn't there? There are the cards to write, there are the presents to buy and to wrap, the food to plan and prepare, the relatives to coordinate. And these past 2 years especially, there's been the additional challenge of trying to create or perhaps to curate a COVID-compliant Christmas. Lots of uncertainty. Plenty of potential anxiety. Not easy. Now, if you're one of those people for whom Christmas is not in the least bit stressful or pressurized, then I suspect you really truly are one in a million. But if, however, you're like me, not one of those rare specimens, then at Christmas time, when there's so much to do, it's perhaps good to stop and to ask ourselves 3 simple questions. And first question is this: what am I doing? What am I doing? Second question, why? And third question, how might I best respond? And these are similar questions to the questions that we asked of the scripture passages that we've heard and read together this morning. What was it that the shepherds were doing at the time of that angelic visitation, that first Christmas? Well, as we've seen, they were living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks, taking care of their sheep. In other words, they were going about their daily business as normal. The Magi. They decided not to stay home, but to travel. Not to visit an aunt or a cousin in the Midlands or Harrogate, but to head west to Jerusalem to see the King of the Jews. Simeon apparently wasn't your typical Baptist activist type at all. He was righteous and reflective. He wasn't doing anything in particular, it seems. He was simply there waiting, waiting for the promised Messiah. Why was it? Second question, why was it that the Magi headed to Judea for that first Christmas? Well, it was because they'd seen the star. They'd studied the signs that pointed to the King and the Messiah. Why was it that Simeon headed for the temple? It wasn't out of routine, it wasn't on a whim, but he headed there because he was alive to the Holy Spirit and ready to respond to the Spirit's promptings. Why did the angels and the company of the heavenly host visit the shepherds in the first place? It wasn't to tell them that they weren't devout or righteous like Simeon, nor wise like the Magi. It wasn't even to tell them off for being so wrapped up in their sheep. The angels came to announce a simple piece of joyful good news: the birth of a baby, the Messiah, the Lord. Three questions. Two we've seen so far, but three very different situations: the shepherds, the Magi, and Simeon, three very different types of people. But yet there's a common thread running between them. And it's a thread that's woven throughout the tapestry of Scripture, one, however, that's not always easy to find, especially at Christmas time. Something that's not always easy to do. All of those mentioned in today's passages, whoever they were and whatever they were doing, managed to lift up their heads and to look up. Whether in the tasks of daily life, whether moving about from one place to another, whether in the patient waiting and watching of quiet devotion, the shepherds, the Magi, and Simeon all managed to lift their heads and to look up. The shepherds looked up to the angels in the sky. The Magi looked up to the star. Simeon looked up to the child who he took in his arms. Shepherds, Magi, and Simeon all lifting their gaze, lifting their heads, all seeking the King of Glory. Does this sound familiar? Back to the start of our service, Psalm 24, a psalm of David. Lift up your heads, you gates, that the King of Glory may come in. Back to the first Christmas, lift up your heads, you shepherds, you Magi, you too, Simeon, that you may see the birth of a Savior from the line of David in the town of David. Back to this Christmas, lift up your heads as you go about your daily life, as you undertake those seasonal preparations and plans. Lift up your heads as you go from place to place, as you go shopping, as you travel, as you test, as you taste those Christmas dinners, whether amongst relatives and friends or on your own. Lift up your heads, even in those quieter moments of Christmas reflection and reading and prayer. In these different times in which we're living, let's take the time to do this one thing differently. Let's take the time, like Simeon, let's be alive to the Spirit, and let's lift our heads from the busyness and stresses of Christmas and look up. Look up to see Jesus Himself, the Lord's Messiah, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of Israel. And when we do see him, that third question, how might we best respond? Like the shepherds, let's praise him and let's tell others about him. Like the Magi, let's be filled with joy. Let's worship him and let's give to him all that we can offer him. And like Simeon, let's approach him. Let's take him to ourselves and praise God for his glorious Christmas gift to us. Who is he, this King of glory? Jesus, the one who came down to share our humble humanity and to dwell with us. Jesus, the one who was lifted on a cross to share our suffering, but to take the punishment for our wrongdoing instead of us. Jesus, the one who was raised to life on the third day to grant new life to us. Jesus, the one who reigns forever and who will come again for us. Jesus, the Lord Almighty, he is the King of glory. Amen.